After a long and less than satisfying marriage, there was a long, dry spell, and then finally I was in a relationship that had some buzz. And it was getting near Valentine's Day, right about this time of year. And I was driving down my street, and I passed a store that I did not frequent. I'd never been in that store. It was the kind of store that sold fancy lingerie and videos, the kind they don't carry in Blockbusters, and toys for grown-ups. And I thought I'd go in there because I wanted a Valentine's card. What did you think I was going in there for? Hallmark was not coming up with the words that I needed for this relationship. So I went in there, and in the front of the store, there was all the lingerie, the leather and lace, red and black, and along the side wall, there was a counter that went from the front of the store to the back, and in the middle, there were swinging doors that said, access restricted, no admittance under 18. I'm over 18. I went through the doors, and in front of me, there was a rack of videos, the kind they don't sell in Blockbusters. And then to my left, there were rows of aisles with shelves with all sorts of silicone and mechanical devices. And in the first aisle was my son. Holding something in his hand, which he rapidly replaced on his shelf. Now, my son was 23 then. He'd been to college. He'd come back home. He was working, but he was still living at home. And he wanted me to be sure that if I told you this story, to tell you that he had a girlfriend, a young woman of whom I'm very fond, who has since become his wife. But he was standing in that aisle, and I said, hello. He did not reply. I said, I don't think we're supposed to be in here at the same time. I was looking for cards. I don't think they have any cards. I think I will leave now. He stood rooted to the spot. He said, this didn't happen. I turned around and I went back out through the swinging doors, and there was a man who was behind the counter at the back of the store. Now, he came up along the counter to the front of the store and he waved. He said, bye, Mom. And I left. That night, when my son came home from work, he went upstairs, and I went up and I knocked on the door and I went into his room. I said, so that was interesting. He said, well, the man behind the counter was amused. I said, well, I was amused. Weren't you amused? He said, I will be. He said, I'm going to tell this story at your funeral. I said, good. I'll be looking forward to that. And in the meantime, between now and then, I'll be telling this story.